What follows consists of several verses in glorification of the Srimad Bhagavatam from the Srimad Bhagavatam, from first canto, third chapter, text 43. Krishne sadamo pagati dharma jnana dibisaha kalo nasta dasamesa padana ko dunodita. This Bhagavat Purana is as brilliant as the sun, and it has arisen just after the departure of Lord Krishna to his own abode, accompanied by religion, knowledge, etc. Persons who have lost their vision due to the dense darkness of ignorance in the age of Kali shall get light from this Purana. 1.3.40 Uttama shloka charitam chakara bhagavan rishi vikshesaya lokasya danyam sastayanang mahat. This Srimad Bhagavatam is the literary incarnation of God, and it is compiled by Srila Vyasadeva, the incarnation of God. It is meant for the ultimate good of all people, and it is all successful, all blissful, and all perfect. 12.13.11 Adimanyavasaneshu vairangya kyana sanghyutam hadilila katavrata mityanandita satsuram sarva vedanta sarangyad brahmatmai katva lakshanam vastvan vitiyam tannishtam kaivalyakam payojanam. From beginning to end, the Srimad Bhagavatam is full of narrations that encourage renunciation of material life, as well as nectarian accounts of Lord Hari's transcendental pastimes, which give ecstasy to the saintly devotees and demigods. This Bhagavatam is the essence of all Vedanta philosophy, because its subject matter is the absolute truth, which, while non-different from the spirit soul, is the ultimate reality, one without a second. The goal of this literature is exclusive devotional service unto that supreme truth. 12.13.14-19 Rajante tavadanyani puranani satangane yavad bhagavatam naiva shuyate mitasagaram. All other Puranic scriptures shine forth in the assembly of saintly devotees only as long as that great ocean of nectar, Srimad Bhagavatam, is not heard. Sarva Vedanta Sadam hi Srim Bhagavatam Ishyati Tadrasam Madhatriptasya Nanyatrasya Drati Kvachit. Srimad Bhagavatam is declared to be the essence of all Vedanta philosophy. One who has felt satisfaction from its nectarian mellow will never be attracted to any other literature. Nimnaganam yata ganga devanam achyuto yata vaishnavanam yata shambhu purananam nidam tata. Just as the Ganga is the greatest of all rivers, Lord Achyuta, the supreme among deities, and Lord Shiva, the greatest of Vaishnavas, so Srimad Bhagavatam is the greatest of all Puranas. Chaitranam chaiva sarvesham yatakashi yanuttama tata purana vratanam Srimad Bhagavatam dija. O Brahmins, in the same way that the city of Kashi is unexcelled among holy places, Srimad Bhagavatam is supreme among all the Puranas. Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Hirnvaishnavanam Priyam Yasmin Padamahamsameka Mamalam Jnanam Param Giyate Tatra Jnaniviraga Bhakti Sahitam Naishkamyama Viskritam Tachindam Tupatam Vachadana Padom Bhaktyavim Uchenaraha. Srimad Bhagavatam is the spotless Purana. It is most dear to the Vaishnavas because it describes the pure and supreme knowledge of the Paramahamsas. This Bhagavatam reveals the means for becoming free from all material work, together with the process of transcendental knowledge, renunciation, and devotion. Anyone who seriously tries to understand Srimad Bhagavatam, who properly hears and chants it with devotion, becomes completely liberated. Kasmaye nivibhasito himatalo jnana pradipa pura tadrupena cha naradaya munaye krishnaya tadrupina yogindraya tadatmanata bhagavanrataya karunyatas tachuddham vimalam vishokam amritam satyam param dhimahi. I meditate upon that pure and spotless supreme absolute truth, who is free from suffering and death, and who in the beginning personally revealed this incomparable torchlight of knowledge to Brahma. Brahma then spoke it to the sage Narada, who narrated it to Krishna Dvaipayana Vyas. Srila Vyas revealed this Bhagavatam to the greatest of sages, Shukadeva Goswami, and Shukadeva mercifully spoke it to Maharaj Parikshit. What follows is a selection of poems written by Sriman Kushikrata Das. First is Srila Prabhupada Deva Kirt Yashtakam. Sri Sri Navadvi Papada Pradipa Sandipyamana Satato Bhuviha Jetastamohan Dihyasya Yatnat Tam Kirtayamo Prabhupada Devam. Let us glorify His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. It is because of Srila Prabhupada's efforts that the eternal brilliant lamp of Navadvip, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is presently destroying the darkness of ignorance within the hearts of the living entities in this world. Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Prachodidak Sri Vyasadya Kosham Kushalam Kripalu Sanlecha Vagdesha Chayeda Nanyas Tankirtayamo Prabhupada Devam. Let us glorify His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Being especially ordered by Sri Srimad Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and being very merciful, he placed in the Western countries where English and other languages are spoken, the auspicious treasure house of devotional literatures written by Srila Vyasadeva, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj, and others. Achanyate yat padataka drishya govinda murtu jalam bhaskarena advaiti khandyota kulam jagatyam tam kirtayamo prabhupada devam. Let us glorify His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Because of His expert logic, the brilliant sun of Lord Govinda's transcendental form is now illuminating this world. That sun has completely eclipsed the insignificant glowworms, which are the impersonalists. Yasyaiva yatne napurana raja kangamalaki savake lihamsa satstotratna bahatiya loke tam kirtiyamo prabhupada devam. Let us glorify His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Because of His efforts, the pure and crystal clear Ganges River of Srimad Bhagavatam, the King of Puranas, is now flowing all over the world. The pebbles in that river are the jewels which are the prayers of the pure devotees, and playing within its waters are the swans of the pastimes of Lord Keshava. Sri Radhika Krishna Padaravinde Sahasaritsu Shatamandireshu Aropayanyo Madure Prithivyam Tam Kirtayamam Prabhupada Devam. Let us glorify His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who planted the charming lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna in hundreds of temples and thousands of hearts throughout this world. Kaushalya Dayasya Sahastra Shastra Shastrati Varshai Patihanyatehi Jandakale Mohacha Mohatena Dhamkirtayamam Prabhupada Devam. Let us glorify His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Showering thousands of arrows, which are His books, He has destroyed the fierce army of illusions presented by the age of Kali. Nana lasango dasudha prakasho phalakchito sthapita eva yena Krishna nuchinta janasanga vrikshas tam kirtayamam prabhupada devam. Let us glorify His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Upon this earth He has planted the desire tree of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, whose many splendid fruits are the different methods of distributing Lord Chaitanya's nectarian message. Yo nityada jivati daivikishu hijasu shikshasu sahanugami kripambudhi nandasutashitatma tankirti yamak babupada devam. Let us glorify His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is like an ocean of mercy, and who, with his body, mind, words, and self, has completely taken shelter of Lord Krishna, the transcendental son of Nanda Maharaj. Srila Prabhupada lives forever by his divine instructions, and the follower lives with him. Yevahidam Sri Prabhupada Deva Kirtyashtakam Sushtupatanti Nityam Godo Dayacharya Vachitta Shaktya Te Krishna Bhartam Prabhadantu Bhumyam. These eight verses describe the glories of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The author of these verses prays that those who read them regularly with a proper devotional spirit may become wonderfully empowered by the spiritual masters descended from Lord Chaitanya to preach the message of Lord Krishna in this world. Next is Vanau Koshtakam. Using a series of extravagant metaphors, the author addresses his senses, comparing them to forest animals. Bhavapasanna kulyapas tyakdva netra nisho chalo kridishyata kada krishna rupa rupya hrade male. O quickly moving fish of my eyes, when will you abandon the water of the muddy irrigation ditch of material existence and sport in the clear lake of the beauty of the form of Krishna? Karnam rago hade lila kana kalam manoramam asucha gokularanhi yuvam stambham prayasyatoho. O dear of my eyes, when will you become stunned with delight upon hearing the sweet and enchanting sound of the songs glorifying the pastimes of Lord Krishna in Gokula? Grana bringa kadadischa vindaranhe pramudita govinda pada padmasya padimallena kakshiti. O bumblebee of my nose, when, by good fortune, will you become attracted and delighted by the sweet fragrance of the lotus feet of Govinda in Vrindavan? Rasana shadabham bhima savaranya bhayankara Krishna prasara ranvatam balena bantyati kada. O ferocious Sharaba animal of my tongue, you are frightening to all the inhabitants of the forest. When will you be forcibly bound by the strong rope of Krishna prasaram? Note, the Sharaba animal, now extinct, was very large, had eight legs, and lived by devouring elephants. Mana padamanakke kin Krishna nila payodharam alokya eva kada mitra parishta parinatsyasi. O proud peacock of my mind, when will you see the dark cloud of Krishna and dance in jubilation?
Mantara buddhishambhuka Krishna panamitabjinim agamya sundaram chaktum kadana jatu shaksyasi.
O slowly moving snail of my intelligence, when will you reach the unlimited and beautiful forest of lotus flowers which is the 2 feet of Krishna? When will you find yourself unable to leave that forest?
Ahankarakshoroshana bhavabandana karana nidram priyahi nityam tvam shayane rachite maya.
O ferocious bear of my false ego, you are the cause of my bondage in this material world. I have constructed a nice bed for you. Please sleep eternally upon it and never wake up.
Ashinuta mama mitrani kamendriya vanaukasaha radha madhavayo padan sevadvam vaikshanekshane.
O my friends, O forest animals of the working senses, please hear this. You should serve the lotus feet of Radha and Madhava at every moment.
Next is the Sri Jagannath Deva Sharanashtakam, 8 verses of surrender unto Lord Jagannath.
Vishalaksha charu papullam japushpam saharsha smitascha yakarpura rehikam Parasyola satkala nakshatranatam jagannatha devam sharanyam papadye.
Let me surrender unto Lord Jagannath, my only shelter. His wide open eyes are like two beautiful blossoming white lotus flowers, and his joyful smile is as cooling as an amazing line of camphor. His face is like a beautiful and resplendent dark moon.
Vimuda vila shandataha dikantim vivati tashasto savami hikelim stuvalloka danyatva padaravindam jagannatha devam sharanyam papadye.
Let me surrender unto Lord Jagannath, my only shelter. His splendid beauty removes the darkness of the bewildered desires of the conditioned souls, and the glorious festival of his unlimited pastimes is beyond the jurisdiction of the material sphere. His lotus feet are the source of auspicious spiritual benediction to the devotees who glorify them.
Sachisununa nityata gayatati sukhenatmana prema punjena tushtam sabhaktai paritena vismeramishtam jagannatha devam sharanyam prapadye.
Let me surrender unto Lord Jagannath, my only shelter and my worshipable Lord. He was amazed and pleased by the son of Shachi Devi, Lord Chaitanya, who was actually non-different from Lord Jagannath himself. Surrounded by his devotees, Lord Chaitanya chanted the holy names of Lord Krishna and danced, immersed in great love of God and transcendental happiness.
Jayasri Shubha Prema Piyusha Vrinda Saranirjara Plavitantak Sukhena Sadashila Chaitanya Devena Bhaktam Jagannatha Devam Sharanyam Papadye.
Let me surrender unto Lord Jagannath, my only shelter. Lord Jagannath was constantly worshipped by Lord Chaitanya Dev, whose mind was very jubilant, inundated by the swiftly flowing mountain stream of the nectar of Srimati Radharani's auspicious pure love of Godhead.
Mahabhava Purena Vrindavananya Kurukshetra Tirtat Panita Samohodam Vidhi Srila Chaitanya Chandrena Tang Sri Jagannatha Devam Sharanyam Prapadye.
Let me surrender to Lord Jagannath, my only shelter. Imbued with the most exalted ecstatic love, Mahabhava, Lord Chaitanya Chandra jubilantly brought Lord Jagannath within his heart from the holy place of Kurukshetra to Vrindavan Dham.
Yadashchaya madhuya vrindata vishta vilasambhujanma pramodena jagro parogoda chandrastu gundi chagastam jagannatha devam sharanyam prapadye.
Let me surrender unto Lord Jagannath, my only shelter. In the sacred place known as Gundicha, Lord Gaurachandra, with great joy, relished the fragrance of the wonderfully sweet, delightful lotus flower of Lord Jagannath's Vrindavan pastimes.
Kurukshetra pite vrajastri kulaya lavanyatva piyusha panam papitam Satrishnam spulla lochanai ragatastam jagannatha devam sharanyam papadye.
Let me surrender unto Lord Jagannath, my only shelter. At the holy place of Kurukshetra, the gopis of Braja thirstily and lovingly drank the nectar of Lord Jagannath's beauty with their glistening eyes.
Anantam jagatkadanam devatesham suhalarchitam satchidanandarupam vilasa priyam bhakta sangha pramodam jagannatha devam sharanyam prapadye.
Let me surrender unto Lord Jagannath, my only shelter. He is unlimited, the cause of the universes, and the master of the demigods. He is worshipped by those who are actually pious, and his form is eternal, full of knowledge and bliss. He is very fond of performing pastimes, and he delights his devotees. Next is Srila Govinda Dev Kali Stuti.
Vaikunda Loka Padamaramaniya Kunji Gunjana Kokilakule Sitaraja Hansi Vrindavane padam shobhane charu radha govinda deva charitans madamana sattvam.
O mind, please remember the pastimes of Lord Govindadev and Srimati Radharani in Vrindavan, which is above the Vaikuntha planets and supremely beautiful. That Vrindavan is full of white swans, cooing cuckoos, and beautiful groves.
Devinda mandalanato lavano kishoro vrindata vishadasato pada divya muhuti lila parogadipato vipane nikunji shri radhika mudadipu pranamami bhaktya.
With a devotional spirit, I offer respectful obeisances to Srimati Radharani and Krishna, the enemy of the Mura demon, who are eager to perform pastimes on Govardhan Hill and in the forests and groves of Vrindavan. Their transcendental teenage forms are very beautiful. They are the children of the aristocracy of Vrindavan, and they are praised by the demigods.
Vismapate manasi vispurita juvaishtam nandishare vasika mandala nanda datri bhorana varna likitam padaloka moham govinda deva shubakeli vachitra chitram.
May the colorful picture of the auspicious pastimes of Lord Govindadev appear in my amazed mind. That picture is very splendid, and it delights the inhabitants of Nandishwar, who are expert at relishing the mellows of devotional service. That picture enchants the most elevated devotees, and it is painted in the colorful words of the Puranas.
Shri Krishna Sundaratana Krita Krishna Megha Shri Radhi Kojulatatit Sahachara Radha Vrindavaneshara Sanatana Nanda Vrindas Dvachunda Chitta Gagane Kilakashi Shishta.
May the supremely beautiful dark cloud of the form of Krishna become manifested within the sky of your pure heart. That cloud of Krishna is pleased with the association of the effulgent streak of lightning known as Srimati Radharani. That cloud of Krishna eternally delights Nanda Maharaj, the king of Vrindavan.
Shri Nanda Nandanata Malaka Kalpa Vriksha Shri Radhika Latikaya Paridanda Shakha Bhema Kulakala Sadashaya Pada Moolas Tvachunda Chitta Sudasi Padibimbitostu.
Shri Krishna is like a tamal desire tree whose arms are embraced by the creeper of Srimati Radharani. The feet of that tree are the shelter for the saintly persons imbued with pure love of God. May that tree become reflected in the lake of your pure heart.
Amala Vaishnava Mandala Modako Babadavana Natabhavanashaka Adivilasana Sheetala Nirjada Pasadatan Mamachitta Madustali.
May the cooling, swiftly flowing stream of the pastimes of Lord Hari flow into the desert of my heart. That stream delights the pure devotees and destroys the distress of the forest fire of material existence.
Govinda deva charitani manoramani sansara bandha guna kangana rupanani mohadi mukta jana mandala harshanani govanda nandana ganam mama manda chitte.
The pastimes of Lord Govindadev are very beautiful, and they delight the saintly devotees who are freed from illusion, envy, and so forth. The description of those pastimes is the sword that cuts the rope of bondage to the material world. May those pastimes delight my slowly working mind.
Rajapurandada sunuparamala panayapallava pushkada petakam padimalamita peshilatabadam tavamanodada dhamani rohatu.
May the multitudes of blossoming lotus flowers of pure and transcendental love for Sri Krishna, the son of the king of Braja, grow within the lake of your heart. Those lotus flowers are unlimitedly beautiful and fragrant.
Manneta yugmakam agahita murti rucha matkana yugmakam upenda vilasa padmai matchitta madi purushasya kata vivadhyay manvana samhari matar abhimanditam sya.
May my eyes be decorated with the beauty of the form of Krishna, the enemy of the Agar demon, and may my ears be decorated with the lotus flowers of the pastimes of Lord Upendra. May my mind be decorated with the description of the stories about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and may my words be decorated with the philosophy enunciated by Lord Hari.
Padamakadana kadana komala kamaladena kakeshivanashaka karuna gopa vichataka gokula yuvati karshaka dushakripamahi.
O Supreme Personality of Godhead, O cause of all causes, you are as beautiful as a lotus flower. O Merciful One, O Killer of Dhenukasura and Keshi, O Leader of the Cowherd Boys, O Attractor of the Young Girls of Gokula, please be merciful to me. Ravisuta tata chata da nartaka yubati santati santata tarpaka bhuvanatavaka sevaka taraka sapati mamapi rakshavitapitam. O Krishna, you expertly dance on the bank of the Yamuna River, and you delight the gopis. You deliver your devotees in the material world. Please protect me, for I am greatly distressed.
Padama madhava devata shobanam adakatam hanika shubamandanam Munugunaya mahitam mati rama kola satumama kamana sakandari.
The transcendental and beautiful emerald of Lord Madhava is a very auspicious ornament. That ornament is praised by the saintly persons, and it is very delightful to the mind. May that emerald of Krishna shine in the cave of my heart.
Kubja virupyam motoresha gavam konteya shatrun dhruvaraja vancham dandatma jagni pati dagnavanyo machetana gani vinashayetso.
The fire of the son of Nanda Maharaj destroyed the ugliness of Kubja and the pride of the king of Mathura, Kamsa. That fire also destroyed the enemies of Arjuna and Dhruva's desire to possess a kingdom. May that fire destroy the sins within my heart.
Goloka pallava saroja daleshu divyan premayutamita sahayaka vrindasanga Shri Krishna kelana parolasa Krishna deha Isheshwaro bhamatu tavaka chitta vele.
Shri Krishna is the jubilant and playful bumblebee who sports in the petals of the blossoming lotus flower of Goloka Vrindavan, accompanied by multitudes of loving associates. May that bumblebee fly into the garden of your heart.
Nagesha niskaduna kali yamuna leka vrindata viva vanaram yavilasa buhusha Shri Shama sundara manohara pada chinnam saubhagyadam vilasatu mama chitta margi.
May the beautiful and auspicious footprints of Shri Shama Sundar be manifested on the pathway of my thoughts. Those footprints are the delightful and splendid ornament for the ground of Vrindavan forest, and they are impressed on the heads of Kaliya, the cruel king of the serpents.
Shri Radhika Ramana Shobhita Divya Muti Shushyama Chitta Hara Sundara Tapataka Bhama Vilasha Samudanaya Jaitri Laksha Sanstapita Sumati Mandada Mastake Me.
May the blackish and enchanting flag of the beauty of the transcendental and splendid form of Krishna, the lover of Srimati Radharani, be established on the roof of the mansion of my mind. That flag is the emblem of victory over the multitude of material desires.
Shri Krishna Chandra Madhura Diti Krishna Chandra Shri Radhika Divila Sattadaka Samuha Shri Goda Chandra Bhava Mochana Goda Chandra Vistariyet Kaduna Kirdana Malpa Buddho.
Shri Krishna Chandra is like a pleasantly splendid dark moon, and he is accompanied by the host of twinkling stars of the gopis headed by Srimati Radharani. That moon of Krishna also appeared as the golden moon of Lord Gaurachandra, which delivers the living entities from the bonds of material existence. May that moon of Krishna shine with its effulgence of mercy upon my meager intelligence.
Govinda Deva Dachirananda Pulla Padme Vrindavanada Pagrahopavanadi Rudhe Kopangana Shuti Vibhushana Arya Devi Madhuya Dhamani Mano Madhupo Pitostu.
May the bumblebee of my mind be placed in the charming blossoming lotus of the beautiful face of Lord Govindadev. That lotus is worshipped by the saintly persons. It grew up in the garden of the home of Nanda Maharaj, the emperor of Vrindavan, and it is the ornament for the ears of the gopis.
Vrindavane Kushala Mandala Adi Rajai Sammohi Yanvidati Sundada Gopikalim Anandito Mamana Kushamurti Chinno Yashoda Keli Padavenuka Laika Dastu.
The sweet flute music of the account of the pastimes of Sri Krishna, the son of Mother Yashoda, is the supreme monarch of the auspicious and beautiful land of Vrindavan, and that music enchants the beautiful gopis who reside there. When will that music delight the delicate deer of my mind? Yamune vipanavinda vistade vibhimatpamadapeshalam shubham pujayamitulayavibhushitam krishnachandapadapadma yugmakam.
I worship the lotus feet of Sri Krishnachandra. Those feet are very beautiful and auspicious. They are decorated with tulsi buds, and they wander in the forest by the broad bank of the Yamuna River.
Avangshi vetra patangulim madusuda vacham manogyasmitam chandrasyam sputa padma lochana yutam varyavatam sampriyam govatsavali lakshanata vichadam gopatma jaravritam vrindadam ninakundake lanapadam nandasya sunam bhuje.
I worship Sri Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj. Krishna holds a flute and staff in his hand. His words are as charming as sweet nectar, and his smile is very enchanting. His face is as beautiful as the moon, and his eyes are as splendid as blossomed lotus flowers. He wears a peacock feather in his hair, and he is very active for the protection of the calves in his charge. Surrounded by the cowherd boys, he is fond of performing pastimes in the groves and forests of Vrindavan.
Sadhu chittadamaya sadakada sambhavishyati suganda yuktaya Radhika Ramana Keli Mallika Malaya Mamamati Vibhushita.
When will my mind be constantly decorated with the aromatic garland of Mallika flowers, which are the pastimes of Radhika Ramana, Krishna? That garland delights the minds of the saintly devotees.
Gopi nam ramanasya kana nakulesham dahyamanasya kim vangshulim padaloka mohana kutim radha mano nandinim sandarya yuta gokula vihatana krishnasya padabjinim sevishye padamadade nasukito nandasya suno sada.
Sri Krishna is the lover of the gopis, and he plays the flute in the forest of Braja. The sound of his flute enchants the exalted devotees and delights the mind of Srimati Radharani. Krishna is the son of Nanda Maharaj, and he performs pastimes in charming Gokula. When will I constantly serve his lotus feet with great reverence and delight?
Manbhavana manasa sadmayantu kujanta aishraya badalu santa lokotara mangala sundaratva govinda lila valiraja hansa.
The swans of the pastimes of Govinda are very auspicious, beautiful, extraordinary, and opulent. Warbling and playing, may they migrate to the Manasa lake of my thoughts. What follows is a short description of Sri Krishna's lotus feet from the Govinda Lilamrita by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami.
Chakradenduya Vashtakona Kalashais Chatra Trikonambarais Chapas Swastika Vajragospata Dadami Nodre Kankushai Amboja Drajapakva Jamba Vapala Salakshana Rankitam Jiyachi Purushottamatva Gamakai Sri Krishna Paradvayam.
All glories to Sri Krishna's lotus feet, which are marked with the signs of the disc, half moon, barleycorn, eight pointed star, water pot, parasol, triangle, sky, bow, swastika, thunderbolt, cow's hoofprint, conch shell, fish, Urdhvareka line, rod for controlling elephants, lotus flower, flag, and ripe jambu fruit. Taken together, these transcendental markings indicate the bearer to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Shri Krishnangri Yugam Sakritchutigatam Sarvanya Trishnaharam Dhyatam Yadvipadam Vilopa Nipunam Sat Sampadam Dayakam Drashtam Chadutayacha Matkatipadam Savendriyaladakam Sprishtam Yat Klamahantar Nirvatikadam Tanrekar Yat Kangsitam.
By hearing the description of Sri Krishna's lotus feet, one loses the thirst to attain anything else. By meditating on Sri Krishna's lotus feet, one becomes free from all calamity and attains transcendental good fortune. By seeing Sri Krishna's beautiful lotus feet, one becomes filled with wonder and all one's senses become delighted. By touching Sri Krishna's lotus feet, one becomes free from all fatigue and full of transcendental bliss.
I pray that all my aspirations may become fixed on Sri Krishna's lotus feet.
Asaubhagyanam sadducham sadgunanam sampattinam prakrita prakritanam lila gadam datta chandyata matram sarvasam na krishna padam jamastu.
Simply by meditating on Lord Krishna's lotus feet, one attains good fortune, transcendental beauty, spiritual virtues, and spiritual and material wealth. We pray that these lotus feet of Sri Krishna, which are the abode of innumerable transcendental pastimes, may become the be-all and end-all of our life.
Yasyopasana yapta shakti lavatas chindama nidvam shila kaschit kama gavittame chadavalak kaschit chakalpagatam kechin bhumiruham babuvadakilabhishta pradak praninam dachi krishna padada vinda yugalam ko nashayet svapadam.
By worshipping Sri Krishna's lotus feet, rocks become Chintamani jewels, cows become Kamadenu cows, and trees become Kalpa Vriksha trees, which fulfill all the desires of those who approach them. Who would not take shelter of Sri Krishna's lotus feet, which are generously offered to those who will accept them?
Parimala vasata bhuvanam sarasamodata rasangyarolambam gididada padambojam kakkalodasikasamirite hatum.
The lotus flower of Lord Gididhari's feet has scented all the worlds with its fragrance and delighted the bumblebee devotees expert at relishing transcendental mellows with its sweet nectar. What person expert at relishing transcendental mellows is able to give up that lotus flower?
Lavanima madhupurnam svangulishe nipurnam yuvati nayana bringa vyuhapitam sushitam nakada nikada rochi keshadam sodabhomi padimalatatigantam krishna padam jamide.
I worship the cooling lotus flower of Lord Krishna's feet. The filaments of that lotus flower are the Lord's toenails, and that lotus has made all directions fragrant with its sweet aroma. That lotus flower is filled with the sweet honey of the Lord's beauty, and that honey is drunk by the bumblebees of the eyes of the youthful gopis.